91.7 The Wave, Gunners and Ali for breakfast with the Cars, Shake It Up. Billy Joel soon got a special guest in studio.
Super excited because we have Rhys Williams, our amazing mayor, in the studio again. And what is on the agenda this week?
Well, we've had a great announcement this week. And as you know, we were chatting previously about the State Administrative Tribunal handling the Point Grey application.
Yes.
And we just heard this week that the SAT have ruled in favour of the Shire of Murray, who are against the channel. So it means that at this stage, the proposed channel won't be going ahead.
That's fantastic.
It's
That's
really
fantastic news. That deserves an applause.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
There's still a whole lot of work to do, and we don't exactly know where if there'll be an appeal coming, but what we do know is that it's a step really in the right direction in terms of preserving our estuary and protecting it. And I have to say, Ali, the community have just been outstanding in terms of rallying around this. So many people out talking about it. And whilst that doesn't impact the SAT hearing because it's a legal process, it does send a really clear message to government from this point onwards. We need to work our ways to be able to stop this from going.
And I think that's why our chats are so important, because you have informed all of the region about issues that are going on in our environment, in our region, that we need to take control over. And with Voices United, we've had this amazing outcome.
And it's exactly how we work here in Mandurah. You know, if there's something that is putting our community at threat, we get around it together and we rally around it and we stop it from happening. And I'm just really proud of the community. It's not over yet. Like I said, there's still more work to do, but we really need to keep the pressure on now. We've had a win, and congratulations to the Shire of Murray. Because they have done such a good job working on this. We've supported them, but they've really led it. Peel Harvey Catchment Council has been excellent. All local members of Parliament, Zach Kirkup, Andrew Hastie, David Templeman, Robin Clark, everybody's been singing the same song. And this is the outcome that we get when we do it together.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, across the weekend, I caught up with you. I saw you at the launch of the Mandurah Arts
great
Festival.
To see you.
It was fantastic. Let's talk about that after the break.
Sounds great.
91.7 The Wave. Got our mayor in the studio.
You're a busy boy. I see you everywhere because I host a lot of the City of Mandurah events.
It's the same for you. You're always out and about.
And you are always there, always there. You're such an awesome representative for Mandurah.
Thanks, Alex.
Do you know what I really love? When you do your opening speeches and stuff, you always speak in the Noongar language. Can you do a bit of what you did on Saturday night?
Kaya Wanju, Nunjurup and Nunnidja. It's hello and welcome. I'm really happy to be here with you today. And then we can go and say, Wanjubalap Ninjibuja, Nyalak Nining Manjikorapuja, which is welcome to this land of Mandurah. And that's with the blessing of the elders. I was taught that by our local Aboriginal leaders. And I just think it's so important for us to retain Noongar language.
Yes.
Because it's such an important part of our Australian culture. And we have to really spread that culture.
Yeah, I was super impressed. You did it very well. Very well. Okay, of course, Mandurah Arts Festival is in full swing. And there's 3 weekends. We've already had 1 weekend of events. But what's coming up?
Well, speaking of Mandurah culture, really, this is a new event for us, the Mandurah Arts Festival, and we want to really grow it from this year, but it's all about celebrating our people and our local stories and our local culture. If you haven't seen it already, the Faces of Mandurah exhibition across our beautiful bridge with just stories of Mandurah people with beautiful photos. There's a whole lot of events over the weekend, and so rather than pick out some specific ones, can I say, visit mandurahartsfestival.com.au, and it is all on there. But it's a huge program of events. The City of Mandurah staff have done such a good job.
I had a look over the program and I'm like, wow, I want to go to all of this. Yeah. One thing that I thought was awesome was Musical Fruit. Of course, the homegrown locals, all of the musos. That's next weekend, though.
That's right.
2 days at Keith Holmes Reserve, and it's going to be amazing.
So we've got so many good local musicians who are going to be down there playing.
So many good musicians in Mandurah. So many. I'm always saying it. So I'm excited about that one.
For sure. Me too. So I'll be down there as well. Looking forward to catching up with you. It's mandurahartsfestival.com.au, and that's got all of the info and the program for the whole arts festival. And I've got to say, this is something that we're really going to grow. In 10 years' time, Mandurah will be known in Western Australia as one of the key places for culture and the arts. And this Mandurah Arts Festival is kicking that off.
Absolutely. Love it. Thank you so much, Rhys, for joining me once again.
Great to hang out.
For letting me know about all the exciting things happening in our region.
See you next time.
Gunners and Ali on The Wave.